So what we witness today is that there is now a new world order that is emerging. It is not a unipolar world order. It is in fact a multipolar world order. In the past, there are only two world superpowers. It was Russia or Soviet Union and America. Once the Soviet Union disintegrated, the world was dominated by a unipolar world order. But today we have Russia and China emerging to oppose the US and its NATO allies. But at the same time, Islamic Iran and the resistance front are an important component of this emerging new multipolar world order. But the most significant point of all of this is that it is the Islamic Republic that is the leading figure. And because of its enormous mineral wealth, because of its enormous oil wealth, because of its enormous gas wealth, and to top it all of it, because of its enormous scientific talent that exists in Iran, that now we are witnessing the emergence of a new Islamic civilization in the world that is based on fairness, that is based on justice, that is based on bringing an end to the exploitation that has gone on in the world for the last 100 years or more. So we are on the threshold of a new beginning, and it is a hopeful beginning because now we are seeing the emergence of the Islamic civilization in its own right. And I'm very hopeful, the way I see the situation, that with the dollar hegemony broken, inshallah, we will see the emergence of the Islamic civilization. It's not going to be a one-day process. It will require a lot of sacrifices, a lot of effort, but all of the components of the emergence of this Islamic civilization are in place now. Imam Khomeini, rahimahullah, or his successor, Imam Khamenei, may Allah prolong his life, and we are seeing that the leadership is selfless. It is dedicated to the principles of Islam. And although they face a lot of challenges, but Islam's struggle has never been without challenges. Even if you go back into history at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muslims faced enormous challenges. They were persecuted, they were tortured, they were killed, yet they stood steadfast. We are beginning to see that situation reoccurring in the world. And this is now, this gives us hope. And what it does is, it places an enormous responsibility on the rest of us that we have to fulfill our responsibility. And that is, we must now join hands. We must rise above our sectarian interest. It's essential. It's absolutely essential. Because sectarianism is a disease that is going to destroy the Muslims. It has done so in the past, and it's a weapon that our enemies are using against us. And I think we have to rise above these sectarian tendencies. That doesn't mean that the Shias should give up being Shias or the Sunnis should give up being Sunnis. What it means is that we keep our differences to one side and we work on the aspects that unite us. And I think we can all agree that injustice is wrong, exploitation is wrong. We need equality, we need equity, we need justice in the world. And so we need to strive towards that, and we need to end the exploitation that is going on in the world so that the Muslims can emerge in their rightful place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated for them. The Muslim world is endowed with enormous resources of energy, of minerals, and land area, of water resources, etc. The only thing is that these resources are being used by the enemies of Islam against the Muslims to keep the Muslims suppressed. And if we set aside our differences and unite on this common platform of Muslim unity, of Muslims being one ummah, there is no reason whatsoever in the world that we cannot emerge in our dominant role in the world, which is a role that has been designated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope and pray that you will take this to heart, and that you will join the struggle for the supremacy of Islam, and that Muslims would emerge and you would contribute your part in the struggle for the emergence of the new Islamic civilization, which is just around the corner, inshallah.